A mutant is very dangerous to you because he flies faster than you do and shoots at you.
Welcome back to the League of Casual Gamers podcast, your hardcore podcast for casual gaming. We got a great show for him today, guys. We're going to talk about Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Way to bury the lead. I'm sorry about that. But yes, we're getting into Assassin's Creed today. And I also want to talk about what you guys are playing. So let's just jump right into it.
In this game, the object is for you to kill everything coming at you and to avoid being killed.
And you will die.
So on, what was it, Tuesday? No. Like
Thursday?
Last week. Assassin's Creed debuted its newest trailer, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. When I say Assassin's Creed, like the people who make Assassin's Creed, this is the Vikings. We're Vikings now.
We're just checking off time periods when it comes to fucking Assassin's Creed.
I mean, outside of your starter like Assassin's Creed games, you recently had Origins. Jay's playing Odyssey, and so now we're like in between the time period between Origins and Odyssey. So we're in a different time period. So we're running around. We're being Vikings. Have y'all all seen the trailer?
Yes, I've seen the trailer, Jay.
Yep, seen it.
By the way, trailer in the biggest quotations. This is a
massive quotation.
The CGI cinematic.
This is a cinematic trailer.
It's a fully cinematic trailer. Now, I'll tell all the leakers right now that Xbox is doing a presser on Thursday where they promise us Xbox Series X gameplay, including gameplay from Assassin's Creed Valhalla. So be ready for that pod coming up later this week or early next week, because I want to jump into everything Xbox in that pod. But today we're going to jump into everything reaction. Jay, you saw the video. I'm going to let you jump off on this one first. What's your initial reactions?
So I think I've played more Assassin's Creed games than both of you guys have. And
resident expert, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and I can probably say with confidence that it feels like an Assassin's Creed game from the standpoint of you have this... You have this unit around you, or group, or squad, or brotherhood, as they've referred to it in the past, around you, with the purpose or mission of achieving different goals throughout the world. Like, you can kind of see in the trailer how it transitions from one scene to the next and things like that. And you have a crew that you run with. A few Assassin's Creeds ago, they introduced, you know, the boating system, which arguably was one of the best things that happened to Assassin's Creed, that kind of pushed it into the next level. So my initial reaction is it feels like home. I don't think anyone was expecting Vikings. There were a lot of rumors going around that this Assassin's Creed would take place in Japan, but it looks like they've decided to put that on the back burner. I do think this has been inspired by the success around what has been happening with God of War, watching how that played out with Norse mythology. I also think that it was a lot of lessons have been learned from both Assassin's Creed Origins and Assassin's Creed Odyssey. When you combine historical with mythological, that is one of the highlights for me currently in this current Assassin's Creed, is that you have the best of both worlds. You know, you do have these history moments and historical moments, but you do throw some mythology in there that makes it even more fantastical and kind of more video game-ish. So it feels like home. A couple of new things that I saw in the trailer that they allude to, again, we have to see gameplay to know, but the idea of dual-wielding axes is kind of interesting.
Oh, they've confirmed. It's been confirmed.
Yeah, so...
dual-wield axes.
Cool. Yeah, in both... I think Origins, certainly Odyssey, you do dual wield, but not to the extent that they're showing in the trailers for Valhalla. So that is something that's new and different.
It's even been confirmed that you can dual wield shields if you wanted to.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see. So yeah. I don't know. You know, we'll see.
Brandon, you watched the video. What's your takeaway?
Wow. Assassin's Creed is back. It must be Wednesday because they put out one literally every 26 seconds.
Yeah.
I haven't.
It's been 3 years.
Yeah, okay. It doesn't feel like it's been 3 years. I haven't been into Assassin's Creed since Assassin's Creed Unity. I thought that game was good, but it got buried in just side missions and side quests and bullshit like that.
Matt
and
fatigue.
It was Matt fatigue, exactly, Brian, and it just wore me out and kicked me out. I didn't participate in Origins, and I didn't participate in Odyssey. I heard both of them were decent. They've been trying to kind of revamp this game and listen to its player base since Unity, because a lot of people had the same complaints about Unity. And I've heard some great things about Odyssey. And one of the things that I've been really excited about is that I've seen the changes in Assassin's Creed. I've seen the location changes. I've seen some of the different aspects they've been adding to the game to try to keep players interested throughout what typically tends to be a very long game, without you just doing the same repetitive stuff over and over. This looks like another kind of break from the norm, you know, bringing in the Vikings and like Jay said, bringing in some settings that have been very popular in other franchises. I mean, early take is I'm more interested in an Assassin's Creed than I've been in a long time. I was not interested at all in Origins. I had just come off Unity and I was just like, oh, I'm so out on any Assassin's Creed. Odyssey kind of piqued my interest, but nothing to the point where I ever considered buying it. This is a cinematic trailer. Cinematic trailer is always going to kind of get your hair standing on end. But you know, since Odyssey, this is the second time they've really zigged when everyone thought they were going to zag. And I'm really interested to see the gameplay and some of the extended video come this week. And if they continue on the track, I could see myself getting back into this. But they have to prove to me that it's not going to get repetitive. There's not going to be a ton of map fatigue and that I'm going to be interested in this game long term. And then I definitely think it's something I can join Jay in, because I think Jay's going to get this game.
Yeah, it's locked. Jay gets this game.
Well, hold on. Let me pause you there. I don't know that I'm buying this game day one.
Sure.
And the reason I say that. Yeah, the reason I say that is because I have been thoroughly enjoying Assassin's Creed Odyssey 2 years into Odyssey's being released. Right. Everything's out for it. All the DLC, all the expansions, all the packs, everything is fully functional. All the updates and upgrades they could think of are in this game currently.
You bought the complete edition, right?
Yeah.
I bought the complete edition for $30.
Yeah, for $30.
That usually went over like $100-something when it was first released.
Right.
So
right.
I'm having a ball with the $30, you know, watered down edition that has everything, or I guess the fully realized edition.
Edition, right.
Would love to have that same experience with Valhalla, but that means I can't purchase it day one. You know, I got to wait till everything is done and fully baked 2 years in.
And you're right, maybe the true fun, maybe the true fully realized experience, and I'm not talking about DLC, but just your personal experience of having fun in the game is only realized when the game, you have the complete edition. And the complete edition is with all the DLC.
And also when you only pay $30 for it. Like,
well, that's true. Your investment helps your enjoyment.
I mean, it allowed me to go and make other in-game purchases without even thinking about it. You know, I eventually got to the $60 price point, but I'm happy about it.
Yeah, right. I mean, I think I agree. I think both of y'all said a part of this is that it's early. I mean, we've only seen a cinematic trailer. We do know some things about the game. We know there's going to be some sort of camp system. You're going to have a crew or like a village or like a people that you're going to take care of. You can dual wield.
Jay couldn't be more excited about.
Jay can't we'll wait see. To have to tend to a camp. There's going to be boat mechanics. If this feels like God of War with a hub camp system, I think I could really get behind that.
Red Dead.
Yeah, like Red Dead. But you know, we'll see. There's a bird involved apparently. I like the cinematic trailer. I think it looks fun, but you know, you kind of got to see more. I think I got out on Assassin's Creed when its stock was lowest, right when I wanted to, you know, gouge my eyes out in the middle of Assassin's Creed Unity, and then the stock shot up through Odyssey and Origins. And so I kind of feel like I feel a little FOMO here, and I think they're cashing in on that FOMO. I think they know that there's a lot of people out there that did not play the last two Assassin's Creed and feel like, man, maybe I missed something. And so I sense a lot of hype around this one because they know there's a next-gen system coming. People want to get back on board with the series. They're going to throw in some new stuff to kind of get people excited. And before you know it, we got a $60 game that, you know, gets a 8.5 on IGN, right? Like, I just, so let's, my reaction is, looks good.
Also, right. But also, you also got to think is that the landscape we're in is a desert right now. Everything got pushed back. There's nothing really coming out. And they're pushing a glass of water in our face. And we're looking at it like it's a steak dinner. And we need to realize that, like, let's not just get overhyped for something because it's something. Yeah. And understand that, you know, we need to continue to judge it as an Assassin's Creed game. I don't think it's going to be God of War or anything like that. I do think they could have looked at Red Dead and said, how can we get some of those more open world, more build your own story mechanics into this game? The game's already super open world, but like you said, if you're doing stuff like adding a camp and stuff like that, I think it could be more Red Dead-ish than anything anything close to God of War, especially given the combat mechanics that are going to be attached to this. It's probably going to be more closer to that than God of War.
It has been confirmed that like giant combat scenes will be in this, so we could see this game seriously leverage the power of the Xbox Series X system. But I think we're going to get a whole lot more information this Thursday, so let's leave it there. For all the listeners out there, this game is slated for holiday 2020, so news is going to start coming quickly about what this game looks like, how it's going to be played, how you will be able to play it. So stay tuned, stay in touch with the LCG pod. Before we wrap it up, guys, let's tell the listeners what we are playing right now. B, what are you playing?
I already told you I'm playing Fallout 76, but I've just been recently getting into playing Steam. I know Jay talked about us playing some Jackbox a little while back, which is, you know, across a ton of platforms, but we also use Steam to play it, and that had led me to, you know, teaming up with some friends to play a little PUBG. So for all those battle royale players out there, y'all are super familiar with it. If you played, you know, Overwatch or Fortnite or anything like that, you're familiar. It's the same type situation. So I've been getting into playing some PUBG just because I had a friend who's super into video games, and I'm always looking for people to play video games with, and he's primarily a PC player. So you know,
Newsflash leaguers, Brandon is now a hardcore gamer. He went out. Brandon, I'm just quick question. Did you go out and buy a gaming mouse? Brandon, yes or no? We don't have a whole lot of time. Yes or no?
I bought a gaming mouse. Yeah.
Jay, what are you playing?
There's a bigger story than that. What are you playing? I'm just blazing through some DLC now on Assassin's Creed. I've stopped the main mission. Now I'm playing some DLC. So all Assassin's Creed Odyssey all the time. If you're looking to get into Assassin's Creed right now, play Odyssey, skip Origins, have fun.
Play Odyssey. I picked up Civilization 6 on the Switch. I can't put it down. My eyes bleed by the time I put this thing down. It's a whole lot of fun. If you want to build a civilization from scratch, Civilization 6 is a way to do it. And that's my recommendation there. We will leave it there. Please catch us.
You got a gaming mouse.
Yeah.
It's a much bigger story, Jay.
We gotta go. LCG Pod on all major podcast platforms.
Catch the music
of casual gamers on social media and all your major podcast platforms. We are on IGTV. We will see you next week.